All right, Sean Simpson, man, what a race. Good day for you guys. Really impressive. And you know what? It might have been better if Nathan Spike hadn't given away in one of the races. You got to be stoked.
We're incredibly happy as a team. You know, on a personal note, this has been 7 years coming for me. You know, I started back in 08 on a 250 in the open class at Donington Park. And it's been a tough grind. I've been close a few times, I think.
Broken chain at Latvia.
Yeah, don't even mention that one. It was bad. You know, we were ready to crawl onto the podium that weekend, and this weekend we crawled up there as well because France gave us a gift on the last lap. You know, I didn't know anything. My mechanic was doing a great job giving me signals, but nothing to do with the actual race. I think on the first lap he had P3 for the open class. You know, dude, I don't care. Just let me know where I am in the race and the whole overall thing. But on a whole, it's been an incredible weekend. You know, as I said on the press conference, this is actually a B team for Team Great Britain, and Nathan,
maybe even a C team. You know, I mean, really,
like, actually, you know, Tommy Searle's been one of our top motocross riders for a long time, and he wasn't even selected this weekend. So Nathan coming in from Enduro World Championships and WES Series, he's just over excelled this weekend. He's really done well.
Yeah, his bike let go, otherwise he was up there again. Like, he was impressive. I made a joke on one of my dumb shows that you guys just gave him the spot because you had Ben's jerseys already made. You know what I mean? Like, you just gave it. You didn't want to make new jerseys. But, dude, he was really good.
Yeah, Nathan's an incredible rider. You know, I've known that guy for a long time. You know, Ben would have been a great pick for the MX2 class. You know, Adam stepped up into that role really well. He'd admit himself he underperformed in the first moto. Second moto, he pulled off a great result. You know, I managed to get up the inside in the second race today. Got a third place for the team, which was, you know, a banker. We needed that one. Nathan actually went for second gate pick in the second race and beat me out at the start. So I was like, dude, what is going on? You know, I thought the inside gate pick was going to work for me. But I think we were 6th, 7th, or 7th, 8th on the first lap. I actually had some clutch problems and, you know, pretty much had to ride the second half of the race with no clutch at all. Not that the clutch was burning out, it just had no lever at all. It was air in the system or something, so that was pretty tough. Felt like I was riding like a bit of an amateur, but as I say, I didn't know anything as I came over the finish line. And it was, you know, the team manager, as I pulled off the track and turned right, he just gave me the three fingers, and I was like, dude, no way.
Isn't it funny how, like, this hasn't been your greatest season, you know, a lot of injuries and things. Isn't it funny how that works? And then at the end of the year, like, you guys do something like this. It's just weird how that works. You're not on your best season ever, but, you know, you rode great today and things come together.
Do you know what? I was actually praying that this might actually happen because, you know, you're only as good as your last race, and I'm about to go on to a 4 or 5 week vacation now. We're going to America for Max Santi's wedding. We're going to tour California after that with my wife and my little boy Angus, and this is just something nice to really sort of cap off the end of the year. It's a podium. It's something I've been working towards my whole career. I'm 31 years old now, and it's a great achievement to have. And to be honest, it's nice to, you know, when you're in the gym in December and January and it's cold and it's snowing in Scotland where I live, these are the moments you remember, and these are the moments that make you work harder.
You yourself, you won here before in the past. How much different, I mean, I guess it's apples to oranges because of the weather, but what was this place like today compared to when you won before?
I actually liked it. It was different. Okay. You know, if they're going to build a circuit from brand new for an event, you know, make it different every time we come here. You know, we shouldn't come here and see the same track again and again. I think that's wrong. It was nice to see something different. It was quite good yesterday, considering the rain we had. Today was tough. You know, I had earplugs in last night in my mobile home, and it was, I could still hear the rain, so it was pretty bad. The track crew, I disagree with what Jeffrey said. The track crew done a great job. Smoothing the track out for the first couple of laps made it safer, in my opinion. It rotted up really quickly.
You guys weren't even jumping some easy jumps, right?
It was really tough. You know, there was some main lines and corners, but there was places to pass. And I think Jeffrey crashed in front of me two or three times, and I passed him back. But after that, it was a track where you could make moves on. It was a track where they done what they could with the time they had, the soil they had, and you know, they've got tarmac and all sorts of stuff underneath the sand here, so there was nowhere for the rain to go. I do agree with what Jeffrey said. If we'd been in Italy or France or anywhere else in the world and we had this weather, it would have been tough.
Yeah. Do you want me to pass on to Dino that all they need to do was not have him on the team and podiums are easy? Pass that on to Dino?
No, you probably shouldn't, because Dean's done a great job. He's stepped in and he's done fantastic the last couple of years, and I'm sure he'll be one of the guys on my Insta feed that's given me the big jock fan mail.
For sure, absolutely. Well, hey, Sean Simpson, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Nice work. Congratulations. You earned the vacation for sure. Thanks,
Steve.